It was hard to wrestle myself out of bed this morning because I knew I was going to have to acknowledge it. Ray Brewer has overtaken the lead in the Las Vegas Sun High School Football Picks column. I've blown like a 12-game lead. We've seen some hot streaks over the years. I mean, not to make anyone sound bad, but really these come down to like two or three games a week where there's no clear right side. So we've seen some hot streaks before, but I don't know if I ever remember. Brewer, you've just hit everything these last few weeks. So this week on the podcast, it's not even previewing week three of the playoffs in the 3A and week two in the 4A. It's just going to be Ray Brewer telling you what's going to happen because he just cannot miss right now.
Yeah, I started from the bottom. Now I'm here. You've heard that song.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You just had to ruin it with that. I set you up for this. This is a nice speech for winning, and you go back to...
Yeah, every coin has landed on the Brewers, the Brewer head or tails pick of the week, and I'm fired up for the playoffs. I was at Henderson Bowl this weekend. Got to see Basic in Green Valley up close and personal, and I'm gearing up. There's some darn good games this week. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, low scoring Henderson Bowl, 18-6 Green Valley. That was one game you were on the right side of that I picked wrong. What were your takeaways from, I know, what's usually your favorite game of the year?
Yeah, I think, you know, Green Valley, if you remember from last week, they needed to win to get into the playoffs. And their team that, you know, is Jekyll and Hyde. One week they look like that preseason top 10 team. The next week they are struggling to get out of their own way. And you kind of saw them put it together with a power running game. They really kind of drained the clock in the fourth quarter, and they got it done. Garrett Castro, the quarterback, throws a nice ball. I think he's developed tremendously this year. A few drops didn't really help him out along the way. And Green Valley's got a few kids on defense that are big, and they look good. Like, have you been to a Green Valley game this year?
I have not seen the Gators.
Okay, so Mitch Jacobs looks like Tarzan.
I believe he was on our media day.
Yeah, I think he's number 9, but he's a big kid. And the other thing, and this is, you know, I feel like every game I go to, and maybe this is just me because, you know, after the game we've got this small window to do a lot of reporting and writing. I feel there's a 1,000 penalties. Do you ever get that sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely feels like that sometimes, a lot of the time.
And I understand a penalty for holding or pass interference or a face mask or whatever it is, right? The late hit penalties drive me crazy. Or the talking crap penalties drive me crazy.
From the...
Can I... go ahead.
In what regard? Like, there's too many of them thrown or...
I don't know if there's too many of them thrown or if there's just too many of them because
kids are just unable
to control their emotions.
I don't know if you're annoyed with the players or the officials.
I think it's a combo of both. Could I give you another story totally off high school football?
Okay, sure.
So Vegas and Eldo played soccer this weekend for the pick your favorite region championship, Mountain Region.
Okay.
And those two schools hate each other in soccer, right?
Did not know that.
Yeah. So anyways, Vegas has got like one of the best players in the valley. And the kid scored a goal, puts Vegas up 1-0. And the kid literally runs over to the El Dorado sidelines and he's swearing at the parents like, hey, this is my effing house, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, and what stage of high school athletics are we at? I mean, it's one thing to be fired up and to want to beat your opponent. And granted, I was a high school athlete as well, and I hated other teams. But I don't think Minigill would have ever let us do that. You wouldn't have got away with that, right?
No, but I don't know. I always feel a little conflicted about chastising kids here, even though, I mean, it was clearly a bad decision.
Are you okay with, like... Now, I'm even okay. Like, I thought it was funny. I thought it was fun. Do you remember the battle for Boulder Highway 2 years ago or 3 years ago where the kid from Foothill's running in for the winning touchdown and he's, like, waving at the Basic crowd?
I'm fine with that.
Or what about, do you remember when DJ Pumphrey had, like, 5 TDs against GV and he took it all the way up to the hill at Green Valley and he gave the salute?
I don't remember either of these.
That was one of the greatest moments of high school football in town. And then Green Valley came and the Perkins kid drained a field goal to win the game. That was like one of the great games. It was like back and forth. It was, you know, the good days of Hunky when Hunky was there. Just a great game. And to me, I think that's spirited because I think after the game, Pumphrey would go give a hug to somebody.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. I think this kid from Vegas probably wasn't giving any hugs.
Yeah, probably not the best look. I mean, celebrate with your own team. You can yell that if it's around a teammate.
Would you do the dance again, around the corner pole, like if you scored a goal in soccer? Would you take your shirt off above your head?
No.
And show the smiley face?
I was never a soccer guy, though. So
you've never scored a soccer goal in your life?
I don't think so. I played soccer once when I was in kindergarten, and I hated it. And
how do you live with yourself knowing you haven't scored a goal in soccer before?
I don't like soccer.
Okay, back to the task.
How do you live with yourself knowing you've never scored a touchdown?
Well, I'm also living with myself knowing I've never been tackled.
Okay, I guess so. Yeah, I don't know what got off on that.
Anyways, it was me. So playoffs are set. Some very interesting games. And some rematches. Durango at Foothill.
That's a rematch?
Yeah, they played earlier in the year. Foothill won by 12.
All right.
But
forgot about that game.
Much different Durango team now. Toby Henry had just taken over as head coach a few weeks prior to that game. He's been there a long time. Durango, obviously, a decent team, despite getting ran off the field by Vista. GV at Vista.
That's a good game.
Again, a rematch.
Yeah, that's a rematch.
GV won by 5, I believe, the first time.
It was week 1, too, right?
Or was it week 1? No, week two.
Okay,
week 1, Vista lost to Centennial.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in the Mountain region, a.k.a. Sunset for you old folks, DP against Arbor. That's sexy.
Not really a rematch, but yeah, that's a good game.
Oh, it's a rematch, baby.
They haven't played. It's like some of these kids haven't played each other, right?
They've played the last 2 years.
Oh, last year they did play. I thought that was 2 years ago. We went over this last week.
Yeah,
we're just going back again.
But they've rotated, beating each other pretty bad.
Yeah, okay. I remember Arbor beat them pretty bad the last time. For some reason, I was thinking that was 2 years ago,
just
not last year.
Give me your quick take, Case. You're a smart guy. You follow high school football, right?
Yeah.
Who do you like in that game? Just quick take. This isn't your
just
official
pick or what's actually how I would break down the game.
Do you think it's going to be team A by a lot, team B by a lot? Do you think it's going to be a coin flip?
Do you think
it's going to be close until the end and somebody pulls away?
I think Arborview, because they have a much higher margin of error. I don't think it's impossible for Desert Pines to beat them, but I think Desert Pines has to play perfectly, whereas Arborview, I feel like, can play anywhere from decent to great, and they're going to win the game.
Okay, so two things. One is, I don't disagree with that. I think Arborview has Desert Pines has to play a more clean game to win.
Yes, totally.
If you're Arborview, are you worried about the Desert Pines speed?
I think you're worried about Desert Pines in general. So I'd say yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that it's more just the whole team. I don't think they're going in and saying this is the one thing we have to contain is the speed. I think that Desert Pines has some different ways they can beat you.
Are you worried if you're Arborview that Desert Pines seems to play good in the playoffs a lot?
I don't think as a team, as a program, I don't think you can get bogged down in that. You can't be like, you know, I hate to sound like a coaching cliche, but you can't make it into like this is such a huge game. Desert Pines plays better in these huge games. I think you just have to look at your opponent, break down what they do well, and go from there.
Because, as you know, I've got the lead in the picks now, right? And I've been thinking to myself, I really think Desert Pines is going to win this game. Plus, the Bollinger kid hasn't played in 2 weeks. He's out.
You can't.
So Arborview's got no quarterback.
And, I mean, you
not that they throw it predominantly. They're a running team. But if DP knows what's coming, it makes it easier to slow down, right?
And I think you have last week actually working in your favor. It certainly seems like they beat up on Centennial 28-7. It seems like it was more lopsided than when Arborview played Centennial even. I think there's a case to be made for Desert Pines. I'm just not the one making it. Glad to hear that you are. I don't totally disagree with what you're saying.
Okay, I think it's closer to anyone has a coin than Arbor winning big or DP winning big or Arbor pulling away late?
I would say Arbor pulling away late would be my number one. Your number one is coin flip. My number one would be Arbor pulling away
late. And I get the narrative because Arbor View has more players. They're better up front, unmistakably better up front, and they're going to wear them out. But I just think in a regular season game, I think, yeah, Arbor pulls away. But in the playoffs, when it's nip and tuck, CK, in those last possessions you get very, very, very conservative and you drain some clock.
I mean, is Arborview ever... I shouldn't say that. Arborview people will be upset again. But Arborview's pretty conservative in general. I don't think that's exclusive to the playoffs.
You're right, you're right. I don't see this being like 45-0.
I think there's a non-0% chance that could happen, but I think that's certainly below. Like, if we were listing the possibilities like you were, that would be near the bottom.
Okay, now let me take you to another playoff game. Faith Lutheran.
I'm so excited for the other one. I haven't even thought about this one, really. Okay.
Okay, Faith Lutheran, who gave Arbor View a fit, they had a chance to win, right? They had throws into the end zone. They lost 10-7. Some people are going to pick, if Faith and Arbor win this week and go to the finals, some people are going to pick Faith over Arbor.
Okay.
If you're Faith, is that red flag a concern up in the air for the Canyon game?
So, what's the red flag up in the air?
Concern. Red flag a concern. It's a saying.
Oh, is Canyon a concern? I mean, it's a state, it's a region semifinal game. I thought you were saying something particular was a flag. I was just, I'm very confused still. But
that's okay. My old personality.
Either way, I think certainly. I mean, you're the favorite, but Canyon Springs just clobbered Palo Verde 35-10. It seems like the
Xavier DeLong threw for 300 yards.
Seems
and
like
a
Canyon
bunch
Springs
of
getting better and better.
And it's at their place.
Yeah, so I think it's I don't think anyone over at Faith Lutheran is just going to say, oh, we're going to destroy this team and we're preparing for Arbor View already.
Okay, okay. Gorman, they got Basic at home.
Yeah, so while you're pumping your chest about picks, can we just say going back to the beginning of the season that I was right, that your love affair with Basic was ridiculous?
Basic?
Number 4 seed in the playoffs, barely snuck in.
At 5th in the preseason.
Yeah, number 5.
Yeah. That's a game that has a lot of interest for me because back in the day, I exclusively covered Basic, right?
Exclusively?
Yeah, when we had the home, when I first started here.
Oh,
there
God,
was
I didn't
like,
know that. I thought you did like the whole Henderson.
Well, yeah, but Basic was the only high school.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
And then Green Valley came, and then Silverado came. So there was like
you've been
two
here
or
a
three
lot,
schools.
Like,
yes. Yeah, I'm old man. But I did a lot of reporting out of Basic. I've got an intimate knowledge of the program.
I knew you were close to Basic. I just never knew they were the only one.
And now they get to go up to Gorman for the first round of the playoffs.
Did you ever cover them beating Gorman?
No, they never played Gorman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and back in the day, it was much different. Basic probably went 15 years without making the playoffs.
Oof,
yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. So, in fact, when Foothill opened in 99 and Foothill started winning right away, people were like, huh? You're winning with the same kids because basically Foothill took half a Basic and started. So, anyways, that's interesting. And then what about D.O.? Do Work. Desert Oasis back in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that was I guess you didn't go perfect in the picks. I think we both were on Silverado last week. Shout out to Desert Oasis, 30-28.
Christian Vaughn was a stud. Those kids won 6 games after entering the season on a 13-game losing streak. Their reward is a tough trip to Liberty to open the playoffs. Morocco, still drying off from that water bath, win number 100.
Water? It wasn't even Gatorade?
I think it was water.
Oh, I think you got to get the Gatorade.
Well, maybe they have Powerade.
Oh, whatever. Okay. Just it's got to be a little sticky here. It doesn't count.
Well, yeah, but it was cold out. You don't want to get the flu this late in the season.
Okay. Right? Well, I think that Liberty should be able to handle this one, but I think that's big for Desert Oasis. They didn't win a game last year, I believe. No one was picking them for the playoffs this year, to my knowledge at least, and to get in a what we've talked about all year, a tough Southwest where there was a lot of parity, I think that's pretty impressive.
Do you think Liberty or Arbor could give Gorman a challenge?
No, I knew we were going to get to this at some point.
Well, it's part of the discussion.
I know, I mean, it's just every year, play. It's just tough.
I mean, here's the thing. I think Gorman is more vulnerable this year. I hate to answer my own question for you. Gorman is more vulnerable this year than in the past. But Liberty, right, their quarterback's been banged up, ineffective. Cyrus, in or out, I don't know if he's going to play or not, right? He's been banged up. He hasn't played the last 2 weeks. Right?
He didn't play this week either?
He didn't play this year. He's a leg injury, so.
Well,
so, who knows? Even if he does play, is he going to be at full strength? And do you need him to beat Desiree Aces? Probably not.
Yeah,
but then you don't want to be rusty when you get that matchup with the G.
This is one of Ray Brewer's theories that I think is very overrated about being when you have a kid that's on that level. I'm not worried about him being rusty. Rest him up for the game. You need him, put him in there, and he's going to be the best player on the field, almost bar none.
Better than the players on Gorman?
I think so.
Okay,
most of them at least. Who's Gorman's best player this year?
I don't know. That's a good question. Offensively or defensively?
Yeah, I mean, total. Like, you would say, if you say who's Liberty's best player, you're not saying offense or defense.
The player that
Cyrus.
I look at, and maybe it's because I'm in love with the family, I absolutely love Donovan Smith.
Yeah, he's very, very impressive. I still think I'll take the Cyrus.
Okay. And then, granted, I really loved his brother and his dad as well. But it is what it is. Hey. What about Perump?
That was quick. You never even answered the question. I didn't even really ever answer the question.
Donovan Smith is Gorman's best player in my opinion.
No, you never answered your own question that you posed. Who has a better chance between Liberty and our review?
I
said at full strength Liberty, but...
Go ahead. I got so much I want to talk to you about today. I forgot something that I wanted to bring up away. But go ahead.
I guess I'll take Liberty, but it's close. I wish they play it every year. I know it took the years off people's lives the last time they played as it came down so to the wire.
But what about, I'd like to see, I think Arborview has got its hands full the next 2 weeks.
I could certainly agree with that.
I don't even think Arborview to get to Gorman would have to beat DP, right?
Mm-hmm.
DP, bro, and I know I've said this before, there's something about me and speed that I can't get over. Like, I don't know what it is, but fat speed, I don't know.
Have you seen them this year?
Dude, here's the deal. You've seen them twice, right?
Yeah, and I was not overtaken by their speed either time. Now, granted, they're playing good defense.
Some days,
but...
here's the deal with Desert Pines. Some days, they look like a 3A school. Other days, they look like three-stripe life, here we come. If they're the three-stripe life, here we come, they got a chance. If they're the 3A school, Arbor's going to beat them up like they beat up Mojave. It's that simple, bro.
Okay.
And Liberty's defense is arguably as good as it's ever been in Morocco's Rondo Hundy, right?
I think it is. I think it's the best I've seen.
Okay.
I've seen them twice, and it's been very impressive.
But offensively, they've just been inconsistent, right?
Yes, I think a lot. I think if you really get down into it, a lot depends on when Cyrus is playing and when he isn't.
I get it. I totally don't disagree.
And maybe the quarterback as well.
But
both are banged up, as you said.
But still, to beat Gorman, even though Gorman's vulnerable, is that a good word?
Sure, I think vulnerable.
Oh, sure, that's like
I think it might be a little strong. I think that Gorman's still an overwhelming favorite overall.
Absolutely, but the variance, as you like to use, as I use air quotes, I don't know why.
I think you're going to misuse the variance, but go ahead. What were you going to say?
Maybe I'm going to misuse the variance. Okay. I just think that if you played Gorman and Liberty last year or 2017 or the Kainukua year 100 times, Gorman wins 98 out of 100 times, right?
Yeah, that's probably right.
You play Gorman Liberty this year, which we'll probably get, right, in the finals of the Desert Region, right? Some coyotes running around.
Yeah.
Is it 98-2, or is it closer to 88-12?
I would say closer to 88-12.
Okay, so we got live action.
That
is that the variance or variable or whatever the hell you're using?
I still don't know if that would be considered live action. 88% to 12%.
Do I got more live action?
That would
take
a gigantic upset.
Do I got more live action tonight on that Cowboys game that I was telling you about earlier?
No, that's probably less than 88%.
Really?
A lot of people went undefeated this week in the NFL.
Oh, my gosh. Just to let everybody know, I'm undefeated in not only undefeated in the high school picks, but the great giveaway at Station Casinos. Undefeated.
I'm really not
89,000 other Nevadans.
I'm not trying to be a buzzkill, but yeah, I'd give Liberty about a 6% chance. Okay. I'd give you about a 1% chance.
I was going to call you last night and tell you and talk to you about it to get the percentages, and I said, Case is probably with his wife. He's probably doing adult things. I don't want to bother him with Case is really good at math. If you guys don't know,
I don't know about that.
Sport math. You're an analytics guy. You're like who's the analytic guy that everybody likes in baseball?
I'm definitely not like him. Bill James.
Whatever. That's you, right?
I don't think so.
There's rhyme or reason. I'm more of a feeling guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm more speed, Jimmy and Joe.
Well, if you picked those games right tonight, you might just hit it. I just think there's probably a lot of people in the running, is all.
Okay. So the worst thing that could happen is I could make $22 split 100 wins.
No, not the worst thing. A 1% chance is great. You went into it this week. Think of all the thousands of people in it. You went into it this week with probably like a 0.01% chance. Now you're at a 1%. That's really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
This is what you play this game year after year.
What
for
if I put a
20
in a slot machine? Would I have a 1% chance to hit a royal? Or is it less?
I don't play slots.
Neither do I.
I don't know the slot percentages, to be honest.
Okay, back to the task at hand.
So it sounds like you agree with me, though, and you would go Liberty over Arborview after the case you just made.
I just think that Liberty's got, I hate to go to one of my theories you're not a big fan of, but best player on the field.
Okay. Neither is our friend Lake Tahoe guy, based on the email that
I couldn't find
last week, and he forwarded to me.
Oh,
he's going to have like the sixth best players.
To his credit, he really loves this team. And I don't know. I'm trying to make an opinion on this Moapa Tahoe game.
Truckee,
right?
Oh, okay.
They're in California.
Right.
And I think this guy, he loves that program, those kids so much. I can't get a clear view because he's bombarding us with stats and information.
Yeah, that's going to be fun in the 3A this week. I guess it's the state semifinals, right?
State semifinals.
You tried to give them a shout-out earlier. I cut you off to go back to the Liberty Arbor discussion. And poor Arbor, it seems like they're taking all kinds of hits, mainly from you today. Said they were going to lose to DP.
I just say DP. If DP plays like DP that beat Centennial...
I know, I just feel like we've been overly negative towards Arbor. That's okay. You win your 100th game, then you move on, and it's to the next coach winning 100. But sorry, we'll get back to Arbor. We'll get back to those picks. But we don't want them to block from the 3A again. We've got Moapa and Truckee, and then what you were trying to get to earlier, Pahrump and Churchill County. Pahrump beats Boulder City in the first round of the playoffs last week.
Great game. They could have played that game 10 times, and it would have went 5-5. Right?
32-30. I didn't see how it played out in the end, but... sounds like it was great.
Yeah, it was back and forth the entire time. And Pahrump, I mean, did we even have Pahrump in the playoffs at the beginning of the year?
That's a good question. Well, I need to look back at the division, and I'll be able to let you know. I feel like we probably did, because
Western.
Yeah, but I don't think we definitely didn't have them winning the league, that's for sure.
Yeah, so Pahrump gets the short end of the stick, if you will. Got the first. They're 7-3. They haven't lost in forever. Undefeated in the league, and they won their first playoff game since 1978. Right, CK?
That's still crazy to me, but good for them.
And now they've got to go to
Churchill County, Green Wave, in Fallon.
Yeah, which is no easy trip, and they're probably a big dog. I don't know. In my opinion, they're a dog. I don't know the 3A as intimately as I do, but I do know I know kids. I got a good knowledge of teenagers on buses, and that's a tough, tough drive, and who knows what the weather's going to be like there.
Yeah, I don't have the figures for that trip to Churchill County, but I do have some numbers on the Truckee trip to Moapa Valley.
Yeah.
524 miles each way. That means Truckee has traveled 2,426 round trip this season just to get to the state championship game. Well, wow, wow. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves here. Just to get to the state championship game if they can beat Moapa.
Does he put in there, and I don't have his email in front of me, but obviously they have to trap. Are they staying in Mesquite for the night?
I would assume. Okay. You have to, right? Or
okay.
Somewhere right around there. Or you mean Overton?
Well, they're not staying in Overton. I don't think Overton has a hotel.
Okay, yeah. Well, they're staying somewhere. Staying somewhere around there.
They could you imagine what the one hotel in Overton's like?
I would think there's a hotel somewhere. Isn't there's got to be one around there.
In Overton? Get on the internet and find that.
Okay. Well, anyways, it's a long trip. They're like the Hawaii of Nevada.
Yeah, because the one time I went to Overton, I was hungry on the way back, and I couldn't even find like a McDonald's.
There's a North Shore Inn and a Plaza Motel in Overton, Nevada. You'd have to rent out probably the whole place, though. I don't know how big they're.
I don't think you could live in Overton, Case, because you got to eat at home a lot.
Oh, I
you'd find a way.
No, you'd be in
Mesquite a lot getting dinner.
That's not what I was getting at. I think it's great. I love those communities, and I think it's awesome, like the support they have, and you know, everything. This is not a slight against any town like that. I just could never do it. Like I have to live in a big city
with an Olive Garden.
Yeah, that's the bar. It has to have at least. I don't think I've ever lived in a city that doesn't have at least four Olive Gardens.
Yeah. So, Moapa gave up 280-yard touchdowns to Cheyenne in the first three plays. Still won 42-19.
Cheyenne was up.
Cheyenne was up twice. Moapa was able to run the ball. They had two guys over a hundy. Bennett did his thing under center. They controlled the clock. Are they going to be able to do that this week? Because according to Lake Tahoe guy, and I hate to quote him multiple times, but Tahoe's going to have the best six players on the field, which I find hard to believe.
It sounds like they're deep, and it seems like this is the year they've kind of been building towards. Yeah, of course, they've been a power throughout the years, but it seems like they took a few steps back maybe the last couple years. But, I mean, this is kind of the cycles you see that teams, you know, programs like that are building towards a specific year, and it certainly seems like this is the one. And whoever wins this game, I think, is going to be favored in the state championship.
I totally agree with you on that. I think this is, for all intents and purposes, you could argue is a state championship game, right? All right. Okay, so let me tell you this. Braden St. John, good running back, right?
Yes.
Reed, whatever.
That's my guy, Hayden Redd.
That's your guy. Good running back, right?
I think Hayden Redd's great. I mean, he was unbelievable as a sophomore, and this year, still been very efficient as a junior.
Okay, so
that's my guy. That's who I want. That's who I want the ball in his hands with the game on the line. I just think
you get both those guys on the field, you're going to be able to. You're going to be able to run some clock and run the ball. Do you worry, though, about their defense? How do you give up two long touchdowns to Cheyenne? And no discredit to Cheyenne. But the one thing from the highlights I have seen of Truckee is that they could sling it around a little bit.
Yeah, that could be problematic. I don't know, though. I mean, I feel like we should – Cheyenne had a pretty good year. We know they're well-coached. They had gotten better as the year went on. That's not a big, that doesn't prohibit me from thinking Moapa has a chance here that they gave up a couple of big plays to Cheyenne.
But
I mean, big plays are less predictive than I would be more concerned if Cheyenne had a bunch of long drives. I mean, Moapa probably just had a couple breakdowns. That's a lot more easily correctable than if Cheyenne was picking up 6 yards every play and just marched right down the field, which clearly didn't happen.
Sure. I mean, big game, big spot, Saturday afternoon. Two teams with a gigantic history against each other in the last 10 years, right? They've played in a trophy game forever. Tahoe's probably gotten the better of Moapa. They have. But yeah, they have. I just, Moapa at home in the playoffs, despite what Sunrise did to them last year, this is a good team that runs the ball. I'm really torn on this game.
That's my other question, I guess. I should have this in front of me and know, but if Truckee is so unstoppable, how are they? They're like the two seed, right?
They got Moapa? I think they got upset by somebody. Let me pull up their max press.
Well, speaking of red flags, that's got to be a little bit of a red flag, right?
We're making them out to be the
Gorman of the 3A.
Yeah, well, they've
Gorman doesn't lost anyone in state.
They've won seven in a row. They've outscored opponents 493 to 103. They beat, who did they lose to? They lost to Churchill County 32-29. That was on September 8th, though.
Oof, does that influence, though, I guess you already had Churchill over Pahrump, but.
Yeah, but, I mean, they've absolutely rolled people. I mean, Lowry,
they haven't
Sparks.
Played a close game since then.
Yeah.
What about the Ray Brewer theory if they're not going to be properly tested now?
That's a darn good theory. But you could argue the same for Moapa.
Well, I mean, they were kind of in a battle with Cheyenne this week. Clark was a close game.
Boy, Churchill's really having some luck with some folks, too. I mean, they're really beating each other. I mean, they've beat some teams up, dude.
Both Cheyenne games are really close. I feel like
Are
Moapa's
you positive
been
Churchill isn't the better team between Truckee and them?
No, I'd say Churchill. Looking at Churchill beat them.
Yeah, and Churchill, my God, they're undefeated and they're scoring like they've only given up 70 points this year.
That's pretty impressive.
You just don't know what the variable is with the lower levels.
Are you going to be heartbroken if it's an all North rematch?
No, I wouldn't be heartbroken. But
can we pick that game?
I tell you what, I don't think we'd pick it. The one thing about the one, so doing this. Covering high school football like we have the last whatever years, right? And we've had a chance to meet some of the folks from the small towns. Getting a chance to tell the story of Moapa Valley has been fun, right? Because they had such a history of winning. But then when you kind of get how the town operates and you go to the games and you see the kids playing on the backfield over there and their lower levels are always good and they got their Pop Warner team that goes into Utah to play games, and it's just a machine there, right? And the one thing I've learned about Coach Lewis is that dude is like game day. He's won more than a hundy, right? We celebrate Morocco. We celebrate Bronson. Well, Lewis has won more than 100.
He might be close to 200.
He's right. He's a graduate of the school. But he's a really good coach. Like on game, have you covered one of their games in person?
Only one, but
have
yes.
you been on the sidelines?
Yes, I'm with you. I think
he knows his game day stuff.
Yeah,
I think they have a big advantage on game day because of that guy.
Yeah.
Now some people in town might not agree with you. They say, "Well, why have you lost to Truckee so much?" And there you go. The bar's so high in that city. Anyways. Let's do some picks. Hold on. Before we do the picks, were you on Twitter this weekend?
Off and on.
Did you see
always.
The Reno coach go off?
I don't think I saw what
happened. Oh, my God.
No, I didn't
Poor
think I
guy.
Saw that.
So, one of the Reno.
Oh, the high school coach. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
Did
yeah,
see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Not...
When you said Reno, I'm thinking Wolfpack. Yeah,
come on.
I did see.
I would, first of all, I would never call them Reno. I would call them UNR.
Okay, this thing was just bizarre. I kind of forgot about it because I watched it and then was like, well, huh? And I kind of moved on.
Yeah. I mean, so the guy's narrative, the guy's Catholic apparently, right?
Well, maybe. He's questioning his Catholicism.
Yeah. He's talking about, I'm just like, maybe the guy should come with me over to Nicholas's school or whatever and see the true meaning of Catholicism. I mean, the church is very generous, but he goes on this tirade about poor Reno High's facility is like a public park, and Bishop Minogue, who was beating them 42-something at halftime, it's like playing at, you know, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, and look at the differences and blah, 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 and... I'm like, God, this guy should come play at Gorman. You know what I'm saying? Now, if Cahill does this on Friday, when and what station is interviewing the losing coach at halftime? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. shout out to the sideline reporter though for just letting him finish.
Yeah. So go ahead, do what you gotta do.
I honestly just kind of erased this from my mind. I didn't realize it was because of the facilities. I thought maybe it was, you know, right or wrong, some of the cries we hear about Gorman. I didn't know if it was, you know, that type of thing that he was worried they were recruiting players and stuff, but it was just so bizarre. And he's talking about how they don't deserve to wear the cross on their
jersey. And then the first comment was like, wow, when that coach, was it Reed never complained about Gorman. They just got after it. And I'm like, who is this commenter? Reed complained so much about Gorman, the NIAA tried to kick Gorman out of the league.
So he was the Reed coach before?
The Reed coach became the Minogue coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And if you believe everybody, DeMonte Ranch is better than everybody in town. They got a quarterback. Remember we talked last year?
Oh, I have him plus 34 and a half, right?
No, I thought it was 30.
Is it 30?
Yeah, okay. 30. It's somewhere 30 is in the there. Cutoff. Yeah.
It was somewhere in there. Yeah. I had him plus 30 against Arborview or Liberty. Which, who would they play? Arborview, right?
Arbor would have to go up there.
Okay. Well, I still feel good about my plus 30, especially after we've just hated on Arborview the whole podcast for some reason.
No, I trust me. Arborview would go up there and Bubba Graham would rush for 400 yards, and I'd be okay if he said, "This is my house," with an S word in front of it.
Shout out to the Reno coach. We're not trying to pile on the guy. It was a kind of a bizarre video. I'm sure emotions were high. I mean, like you said, he's being interviewed at halftime of a game. He's losing. Probably wasn't the best look, but then again.
Yeah, but there's such a just gigantic narrative in our town with public versus private and where to go, whereas in other cities there's a league for private schools, and we just don't have one here. But there's
not all. I mean, I feel like that's pretty rare, all things considered. It's just a California thing, right?
Well, like I know, like in New York City, for example, with basketball, there's the Catholic School League.
Okay. Well, I just know
in
like
some cities
where I was like Florida, all the private schools are pretty run wild too, and they're not in their own leagues for the most part. So
yeah,
I don't know. It was interesting. Watch the video if you could, if you can find it still.
Real fast before we get to the picks. Did you see the Shap kicker at all?
I did not see the Shap kicker.
I only hit like 250 yarders.
Oof.
Junior, just the junior. Case, I'm telling you right now, don't sleep on the orange and black your whole life. Dennis Perez.
Did they win?
No, they lost to Foothill. They gave up a touchdown to Jordan Blakely on the first play of the game. But it was only 14-6 at half. Blakely scored right before half. Same narrative with Foothill. They played down to their opponent just like they did when they played Eldo. A lot of penalties.
I don't even know if they played down to their opponent. I just think their offense hasn't been very explosive. So you're seeing a lot of games that are like that, like 20-6, 20-13. It just seems like they've never had, other than that opening game against a Reno team where they put up 50.
Man,
seems like they've been more measured ever since.
Anytime you go to Reno, you got a chance for a big dub. Well, Foothill's another team that's, you know, had a lot of penalties. I don't think it's the late hit variety. I think it's more the holding variety / false start variety. Do you think these officials get tired kneeling over so much to pick up their flags?
But yeah, probably.
All right, let's do the picks, CK.
Yeah,
let's do it. Since I haven't sent you the picks yet. Do you want me to just lead and you can give me your picks?
Sure, we'll do that again. It worked so well for me last
week. All right. Well, let's start in the Mountain Region, Case. There's the semifinal games. We'll start with
you got the regions right. So congrats on that.
We'll start with the Faith Lutheran Crusaders at the Canyon Springs Pioneers. Canyon Springs, the Northeast Division champs. Faith Lutheran, a team that has got one loss in the last 8 weeks, and it was by 3 points, a game they arguably should have won. Who do you like?
I love this Canyon team. I hate picking against them. That being said, I think I'd have to do it, but I'd probably go with the Patton and Ray Brewer closer than you think, but I've got to take Faith Lutheran.
I'm taking Faith as well, and I think this game gets away from Canyon. I don't know if they've played an opponent that's quite as good as Faith this season or in the last 6 or 7 weeks. I think Faith goes over there, and maybe it takes a while for them to get going, and then Sagan Grohair, whoo, touchdown.
I'm super impressed, though, that they beat Paolo 35-10. I know you don't think too highly about Paolo, but I don't know. What a win. We both thought that game was going to be somewhat close.
I think. Keegan touchdown.
They beat Paolo worse than Faith beat Paolo, certainly. So if you're looking to make a case.
I got you. That's a good comparison. I will tell you this. Paolo, Faith, always close for some reason.
Yeah, but we both have Faith here.
Okay, I agree. Next game, Desert Pines at Arbor.
Game of the week, right? It's got to be with the stakes and everything. Yeah. In the 4A. Well, not counting Moapa and Truckee.
Obviously, a game of high interest. Desert Pines with its... Division I players, Arborview with its just great history of winning. It's opportunity to win a region this year. Going to be a great game. Barnson versus Rodriguez, two coaches that have won a ton of games and a ton of league championships, and Tico's won a few state titles. Both teams are going to be ready to go. This is what we play for. Second week in November, it's getting a little cold, right? Maybe get the stock. Do you have any stocking hats?
Yeah, I guess.
You do?
It depends what you would consider a stocking cap. But
you know, the thing that covers your ears so you don't get a cold?
But I don't really wear them, but I think I got a couple.
Okay. Well, it might get cold, though. Yeah, Arborview's close to the mountain.
I might wear it.
Okay.
I remember one of the coldest games I ever went to was at Arborview, and I had one on.
Sometimes in the playoffs, my hands get so cold, I can't even write. Anyways, who do you like?
And then I bought a hot chocolate at RV that time, and it was like the worst. Yeah, I was so cold, and it was like the worst hot chocolate ever. It was just like all powder. They didn't even mix it at all.
Was it a lukewarm hot chocolate?
No, it was warm, but it was warm enough, but it was just like pure powder. They didn't put enough water in it or something. Yeah. Anyway, God, we're just piling on RV this week. We love RV, despite how it sounds. And I will say this, since the narrow Faith Lutheran win, Arborview, it looks like, has outscored opponents something like this is really quick, 20-21. I mean, they've just been destroying people, and I think they're going to win this game. I've got Arborview over Desert Pines. Should be a good game, but I think Arborview pulls away in the end. That's what I said was the most likely outcome earlier, and I'm sticking with that.
I was about 10 seconds ago going to yell, I got DP.
Wow, backing off. See, it sounded like you were leaning that way for sure.
I am so leaning that way, and I think they're going to win. But I got a championship here that I got to try to defend, and I can't. I just
so it was strategic getting me to pick first. So you can just pick all the same sides.
Well, no. Here, the next two games, I'll pick first. Okay,
it's fine.
But here's the deal. We've been doing this show for a while. You know how I feel, right? You lived through the Las Vegas Wildcat days. There's something about teams with speed in the Northeast, because I'm an East Side guy, I can't get away from, right?
I'm just kryptonite. By this one, though, because they have not blown me away with their speed whenever I've seen them.
Yeah, but they got, like, you know, Ty Moore and Cameron Wiley. Bro, they're good.
Wiley is really good, but I don't know. When I've seen them, he's been, like, trucking over people. He seems as much a power back as...
It's just... I tell you what, this game's going to get over quick because I don't think anybody's going to throw it. And we don't even know if Bollinger's going to play. He hasn't played in 3 weeks.
Even when I saw them play this year and he did play, they threw, I think, three times.
So yeah, but he's a three-year starter. He understands the terminology better than the other kid. I mean, you're just not going to get under center and hand the ball off.
Well, you keep making cases for Desert Pines, then why are you not picking them?
Just because the game's at Arbor and... I just think Arbor's got...
Homefield doesn't matter, according to Ray Murray.
I know, but I think Arbor... the problem is that... And I'm picking Arborview. That's my pick. Arborview's better up front.
Finally a reason. Better up front. That's your first reason. Okay. You have 50 reasons for Desert Pines and one for Arborview.
Okay, tell me the next game you want us to pick so I can make my selection first.
Moapa and Truckee.
Another game I'm absolutely torn on.
I'm really torn on this one, too. I don't know.
Moapa Valley against Truckee for the right to play Churchill County.
Or Pahrump.
No.
Don't just count them out.
I've counted them out. Churchill County's got to be thrilled. At home against a Pahrump team that's overachieved, and even when they lose, they're going to freaking name a street after them because they just did something that hadn't happened since I was a year and a half. Okay?
Okay.
Pahrump is playing with house money, baby. Churchill County all the way. Let's get that out of the way. Okay.
You might have been able to pick up a game on me earlier if you didn't have me look at Churchill County's schedule. They hadn't allowed a point in like 4 weeks to last
Churchill
week. So I've got Churchill County in that one too.
You know, I'm taking Moapa. I think they control the clock, and this game's coming down to the end. You remember those DP Moapa games up there? And granted, DP had to travel up there on game day. But just crazy things happen when you get inside that Pirate Stadium, right?
Yeah, I like you're sticking with the theories.
The whole town is going to be there. Moapa's not going to win the game by letting Bennett throw the ball. So, son, learn how to hand off and just give it to St. John. Give it to Hayden Red or Reed or whatever the kid always says his last name.
I'm pretty sure it's Red.
I don't care. It'd be Reed if they win the game.
Braden St. John's been great, too. I love the Hayden
Fire,
Red kid.
Fire and ice, baby.
Yeah, they're both great.
I just think Moapa controls. Lake Tahoe guy is going to be blowing me up all Saturday. I know what I'm going to do on Saturday.
I think it's going to be a close game.
I got the Pirates.
I don't think you're going to look foolish here.
I'm taking the hometown team. Even though I've only been to Overton like 2 times in my life.
You say Moapa has played a weak schedule and you're worried about it. I think that Truckee's schedule is even weaker. I don't think they played anyone.
Especially because they've been playing Northern Nevada teams, and we know what's
that's
Northern
what
Nevada.
That's what you sold me on.
Okay.
This one I'm really torn on. I got a seed to our guy.
Let me ask you this. If Lake Tahoe guy wouldn't have emailed us this morning, would you have even...
No, this morning he just emailed the travel thing.
Okay, but 2 weeks ago...
I think his email 2 weeks last week might have been more telling.
So you're letting Lake Tahoe guy influence you.
Yeah.
Okay?
He had some impressive stats last week.
He got in my head too, I'll be honest with you. But these stats are basically against a seventh grade peewee team. They're beating up like Little Sisters of the Poor.
Well, yeah.
This is the big bad Moapa Valley Pirates in Overton.
Yeah, but, you know, I like the numbers, and the numbers I've seen on Truckee, awfully impressive.
Well, of course. Consider the opponent. Nicholas scored 2 goals in soccer, Case.
Oh, and according to this email that I called from 2 weeks ago, it was plus 30 that I took to Monte Ranch at.
Oh, plus 30?
Yeah. You were right. I said tried to get 4.5 extra
points.
I see how you roll, Case.
I see how you roll.
I'm going Truckee.
Okay.
I just think these numbers are pretty impressive.
That they're probably the favorite. You want to put 5 on it?
No, I think it's going to be too close, and you're going to make me lay a bunch of points, right?
I mean, I'm not going to give. It's not a pick 'em. I'm taking the underdog.
Yeah, I don't want to lay points with Truckee. I think they're going to win. Literally, this game comes down to the wire, and I think they win by like 2.
That close?
Yeah.
If it comes down to
like you said,
if it comes down to the wire, Moapa Valley's in the state championship game. They're not going to lose a close game.
I'm questioning myself because, like you said, I would have picked Moapa 2 weeks ago. I realized that Truckee has 6 running backs that are averaging 7.8 yards per carry. They have 6 different players with at least 290 yards rushing. Quarterback 5.1 yards per carry,
Case,
16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Case, Valley put up 50 against Western this year, right? If you're playing Western every week, your 6 guys are going to look like Emmett Smith.
All right, well, it's Keith's fault.
I'm just saying, consider the source and the opponent.
I don't disagree. But
and
I,
we
I
love Lake
Truckee.
Tahoe guy. He's been listening to us since day one. He's a great guy. Anytime you go to Reno, no matter who you are, he takes you out and gets you a meal. He's great. I love the man. He's a friend. He's got my cell number.
All right, Truckee in a close game for me, and we are running real long, so we got to go.
Perump Churchill.
We both just picked Churchill.
Okay.
So get it out of the way.
All right. Now your turn to go first.
In the desert? All right.
In the desert.
You tell me what order you want to go in.
Okay, well, let's pick one tough game and one not so tough
game.
Okay,
go ahead.
Gorman Basic.
Gorman.
I agree.
Number one versus number 5 in the preseason rankings.
Yes. Okay. Now let's go to one of the more difficult games.
Okay.
GV Gators at the Mountain Lions of Sierra Vista. Sierra Vista's looked awfully good the last 2 weeks. 47-0 against Spring Valley on TV. In the game we thought was going to be close against Durango, the coin flip game, the Mountain Lions roll.
Yeah, it might be foolish, but I love this Sierra Vista team. I think they're different than they were at the beginning of the year. battle-tested, lost some close games at the beginning of the year. I don't even really hold all those losses against them. I think they're going to roll here. Not blow them out or anything, but I think they win somewhat comfortably.
I agree with you. I think Sierra Vista gets a dub. I thought I was going to coax you into taking the Gators of Green Valley.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Vista it is for us both. Two more games. Liberty and DO. I'm going first now. Liberty's gearing up. Fiesu or not, they get a dub against the D-backs.
Yeah, that defense is just too nasty, as we saw in that 12-0 win over Basic, where Basic had like two first downs or something.
But I got to give Ovens credit at DO.
Oh, yeah, great season.
Yeah, he's went from a one-win season and a no-win season to a whatever-win season and a playoff berth, a winning record. He's got a youth program. He loves the kids. He's passionate about it. He's got a great quarter. He's got a very good high school baseball player who plays quarterback in Zobrist. Whose dad I went to school with, getting okay. old. Anyways, shout out to DO. Liberty goes on to the next one.
I agree, Liberty.
Okay, my turn to go first, right?
I don't think we have turns, just okay. whatever.
Durango at Foothill.
I think we're going to agree on this one. I think Foothill's a little too much. Could be close again, relatively close the first time, but I've got Foothill winning a Foothill-type game, 24-14, something in that range.
I don't disagree. Is that the last game?
I think that's the last game. So we literally only disagree on Moapa Truckee.
All right.
There's a lot of close games this week, though, all either right. way.
We'll wrap it up. We went 50 minutes today. We give the people what they want when it's the playoffs.
Yeah, all over the place. Prep Sports Now. For Ray Brewer, I'm Case Kiefer. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Monday.